All right, I'll tell you what, I'm almost ready for the weekend here. Got Friday.
You got Friday on your mind?
I got Friday on my mind.
The Easy Beats.
That's right.
Great song.
Yeah, it is.
And great video.
Absolutely.
The lead guy was just awesome.
That lead singer just died not too long ago.
No!
I've forgotten his name. Stevie something.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Stevie something, but he really seriously just passed away.
Yeah, go to YouTube, type in the Easy Beats, and Friday on my mind. It's fun.
That's right. Good song. It's fun just watching him.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a lot of energy.
Because he's having such great energy. It looks like he's having such fun doing the tune.
Looked like Freddie Kiger after drinking 6 Red Bulls.
You know what? I stay away from that stuff because I don't need that stuff.
I don't either.
I have one of those things, and you and I'd be on the ceiling.
Oh, I could use more energy, definitely, but I ain't getting it from that.
Why not? I mean, Mike Jeminski.
Not drinking that stuff.
No, Mike doesn't like Red Bull, but he drinks those. What are the 2-hour, 10-hour?
Oh, yeah.
He loves those things. He really buys into it.
Well, there's all this stuff for so long about Coach Fedora drinking all these Red Bulls. And I don't know if he actually did or not. It was just kind of a story that went around.
I think it's
probably
Coach Fedora,
true.
You can give us a call, but I think it's true.
Exactly. But, you know.
You're welcome to play.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever actually tasted Red Bull. I think I have.
I've taken a sip. Yeah. They've got some, like, mixed drinks made out of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I mean, that's like...
You got to be careful with stuff. Yeah.
Hey, today's a very historical day.
Oh, really?
July 21st.
Okay.
1969.
Okay.
First man on the moon.
Okay.
And that's what our question about today is, moonwalking.
Okay.
Or lack of. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, folks. On this day in 1969, Neil Armstrong became the first man to walk on the moon. Everybody mm-hmm. should remember it who was there to watch it on television mm-hmm. that night. Holy smoke.
Yeah, we used to watch that stuff all the time.
Second man to walk on the moon was Buzz Aldrin.
Okay.
Who was the third Apollo 11 astronaut who was left to pilot the command module Columbia that was still in lunar orbit?
Ooh, great question.
Apollo missions were 3 men.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin were the first 2 men on the moon. Who was the guy who maybe drew the short straw and he's up in the command module Columbia circling the moon in lunar orbit waiting for those other two?
I'm ashamed to say I don't know the answer off the top of my head. I should.
But for those of you who do, those of you who think you do, give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
Yep. And you can win a $20 gift certificate from Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Cruisers, where you are.
Good to go.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. A lot of things have changed at WCHL, including a brand new broadcast location at University Place in Chapel Hill. But one thing hasn't changed, and that's our Hometown Hero program. Our friends at Performance Auto Mall and all of us at WCHL have been saluting hometown heroes for a long time. There's one every week. Tell us about someone you think should be in our spotlight. Go to chapelboro.com and nominate that special person. Thanks on behalf of Performance Auto Mall and all of us here at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. The new WCHL.
Freddie, I'm ashamed, as I said, that I don't know the answer to this question right off the top of my head, because I should. Alan Shepard's the only one that comes to my mind.
No, that's a great guess.
Ask not.
I'll give you his initials.
What?
It's still kind of hard, though. I mean, this is a tough question.
What?
MC.
MC?
MC.
Michael.
Michael?
Michael.
Row your boat ashore?
Michael, row the boat ashore. Hallelujah.
Fly me to the moon.
Thank you, Frank.
Michael Collins.
Okay.
Michael Collins.
I wouldn't have known that.
A veteran of the Gemini 10 mission, he remains one of only 24 people on planet Earth to have flown to the moon.
My goodness. Heroes, all of them.
Oh, my gosh. And he, like Armstrong and Aldrin, all 3 of those guys, as well as some 40 others, received celestial navigation training right here at the Moorhead Planetarium.
That's right, on Franklin Street.
Folks, I'm telling you, it sits there, and I know you live in town, and you drive by it a million times and don't think about it. Yeah. It is a treasure.
A hidden treasure for some.
If you've got kids, if you got grandkids, heck, if you even have some interest in the sky at night around here every season, go to the Moorhead Planetarium.
It's awe-inspiring.
Oh,
it is.
It's just a wonderful, wonderful place.
Yeah, that's right. We used to give away tickets every morning
on the Moorhead Planetarium. What a great prize.
Yeah. And, we used to give them away for the trivia question, I believe.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was fun. Yeah.
Appropriate.
Yeah. Hey, you know, here's the way my mind works.
Okay.
You
was
first started talking about moonwalking.
Yes.
I started thinking about Michael Jackson.
Yes.
That's right. And I thought you were going to, and I was scared to say anything about it because I thought that might be your trivia question. So.
And then you got to do a lot of, yeah, I mean, yeah, there were too many of those things for me.
Billie Jean. Oh, my telephone.
Journey just plowed its way into our moonwalking session.
All right, let me answer this, buddy.
Okay, everybody have a great weekend.
Take care.